Kitty Flanagan, have you heard of Lenny FM?
No, I haven't, Dave. I have not heard of Lenny.fm. So what I would like you to do, if you could, is could you mansplain it for me?
Okay. Well, Courtney, who's our producer, and some friends have created this app where you go and you sign up and you pay $4 a month and then you choose what podcast that money goes to.
Right.
So if you want to go on and choose... It doesn't matter. You can choose Smartless. I mean, I don't think they need the money. The Junkies, the Dum Dum Club, and Will Anderson's podcast, and then they get $1 each a month. So
but
that's
Courtney doesn't produce those podcasts.
No, but the app sends the money to the
right.
different people. That's how it works.
What? So what? He's just doing a charity for podcast people.
Hey, I believe that's how it works.
Is it? It's not just the ones that he produces? That
nope.
would make more sense.
Regular podcast listeners, support your favourite shows by, I'm reading this, going to Lenny.fm. Show your appreciation and help them make great more episodes. Yeah, no, that's what you do.
Okay.
Yeah, just have a look.
I don't want to push people or anything, but if you were going to give $4, like, wouldn't you give it to us?
Yeah, just give it all to us. So, you know, food for Sarge, lollies.
You only get $1 of that $4.
Yeah, but you could probably just put it all into one thing. Your top four podcasts get a split of your monthly payment. Yeah, there you go.
Thanks, Dave. I'm not sure you've cleared it up
no,
for me.
I'm
but
not
if
very
you go
good.
To Lenny.fm,
it'll
I'm sure it'll
all.
Explain it.
It absolutely will explain it all.
It'll
absolutely.
Explain how you can
yep.
give your money
exactly.
to someone.
Support podcasts. Hello and welcome to our podcast, The Junkies. I'm Dave O'Neill.
I'm Kitty Flanagan. It's the Sweet and Salty Roundabout. Get on board with Possum and the Big Guy.
Choo-choo.
Choo-choo.
Choo-choo. Choo-choo.
And it is choo-choo today.
Oh, man. It'll be a chewing frenzy. One of my favourite chewy lollies is the Redskin, or as they're called these days, the Red Ripper.
The Red Ripper.
Because they've renamed them because it's offensive to the Native Americans.
Yep, fair enough.
Which is fair enough. I mean, we don't... I have met Native Americans in my journey, but I don't know any...
I think you call them First Nations now, don't you?
Okay, sorry. So I apologise. If we've got some people from the Sioux tribe, or I'm trying to think of any other tribes that I've met. I met a guy... Anyway, they're very impressive... guys, they played music. That's right. I interviewed them on radio and they played some music. And they were great. So, yeah, so they're Red Rippers now. And
how much thought do you reckon went into Red Ripper?
Not a lot.
No.
Not a lot. I mean, what were they...
I mean, how much thought went into Redskin, to be honest? Like, not
it's
much.
Just
not
red.
A lot.
It's just red and...
What would you call it if you had to?
Great. What is... It's a raspberry flavour, yeah.
Mm, it is.
Raspberry.
It's kind of, 'cause it's very tart.
Raspberry skin.
Raspberry skin. Oh, that'll catch on.
Hang on, that's not... What would you call it? You're good with that kind of copywriting. You used to work in that field, did you not? Or
yeah.
So you're kind of good at that.
I'd call it a red chew.
Oh!
It's terrible.
Better
it's
than
terrible.
Red.
What about
red
a
ripper?
What about a raspberry suck and chew? No.
Oh, red stick.
Red stick. Oh, red stick's good.
Red
they should have gone with that. That's because you like the hard finish.
Mm.
Stick.
Red stick.
Yeah, that's good. Let's call them Red Sticks.
Red Sticks.
That's
and
heaps better.
They're going up against the Milko.
Are these from Allen's? Can we get Allen's on the line again? For God's sake.
Yeah, they are. They're made in New Zealand.
All right. Well, they need to be renamed Red Stick. That's very good, Dave.
They are Allen's. And
I knew if we workshopped it, you'd get it.
They're going up against the Milko.
Which is still called the Milko.
Milko, even though I'm writing a letter of complaint. I don't
well,
know.
I'd call it the Milk Stick.
The Milk
to
Stick.
To go with the Red Stick.
Oh, I used to like Milkos.
Yeah.
I've had a Milko in 30 years, I reckon.
I always preferred the Redskin.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
If you had your money, you'd buy four Redskins. Like, if you had 10 cents, four Redskins and one Milko.
Yeah, they're kind of like a bit of a charity case, aren't they, Milkos? A
little bit, yeah.
They're a little bit like...
But I also loved the Spearmint. That was one of my favourites.
Oh, they were good.
So if Spearmint was in play, then Milko wouldn't get a look in.
And I reckon Spearmint, they're all made by the same place, don't you reckon? They're
what
all made
mean?
By, well, they're made by Allen's. They're all,
yeah.
they're all in the same line.
They're all the same family.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we could add spear sticks.
Yeah, milk sticks.
Red sticks and milk sticks.
Milk sticks are a bit crap.
Yeah, all right, just
red
sticks. Red sticks, Milkos, Spiros.
So this is a big showdown, the Milko versus the Redskin.
Well, I can tell you who's going to win, can't you?
Oh, smell the Redskin. I've been eating Redskins lately. They're the best.
Are they still nice and tart like they used to be? That was always the thing. Remember, they could almost make your eyes water a bit because they were sweet but like...
And you know, I like something big in my mouth. You put it all in your mouth. Oh, it's so good.
Yeah. These were a bit like the original...
Nearly dropped it.
The original sour lolly.
Yes.
Like they had a little bit of
yes.
sour in them.
They're a pioneer.
And you know what was most disappointing? You probably don't have this as much as I do because you're from Melbourne, I'm from Sydney. But when you would buy these at the shops and they were soft, wasn't that sad?
Nothing worse.
You just bite your teeth and go straight through them. Like a soft banana. And you just go, oh no, that's not going to last for ages.
Don't want to disappoint you. They're a little bit soft.
Yeah, they're not great.
They're a little bit soft.
You should be able to pull them out like that.
Is that because I left them on the front porch for a bit?
Oh, probably because they were pulling kids' teeth out. They've changed the recipe.
Right.
Don't you reckon?
Yeah. Well, the lab moved from the back of my car to the front porch.
Because that's not nearly as chewy as they used to be. Like, that's just staying in my teeth and not moving.
I had to take my lab out of the car because I had to put Kieran's wheelchair in there because she's fractured her ankle. So,
oh, no.
Yeah, snowboarding. And
that's terrible.
No, she wasn't snowboarding. Fella,
fella. I really believed you. I thought, wow, we're a snowboarders. Fun family.
That's how we met.
We were a really fun family.
We're rapid buller, and she wanted to imitate me on the half pipe, doing a tabletop, whatever they're called. And I said, don't do it, and she did it, and she fell over on the footpath outside our house. Fractured her ankle. So now we've got a wheelchair, which she wheels around, you know. Anyway, so I had to take the lab out and put it on the front porch, which is protected.
Well, I've taken a bigger bite.
Not bad.
You need to put the whole thing in your mouth. It's good. I don't think it's as sour as it used to be, or maybe I'm just older now and I'm used to sour taste.
Your taste buds deplete, don't they, over time? That's why old people love salt. Don't you talk about that in your stand-up?
Yeah.
They like salt?
That's all they like. That's all they can taste.
Piping hot.
They can taste salt and temperature. So you've got to serve them their coffee boiling hot so they can go, oh, yeah, that's coffee because it tastes hot, and then just salt on their food.
There's a cafe near me and they get the walking group of the oldies in, and I said to the guy the other day, not knowing where I got that information from, don't tell me they love it piping hot. He goes, oh, mate, so hot. They bring it back and they go, can you make it hotter? He's like, I can't make it any hotter.
Because they don't care what it tastes like. They don't care if the milk's burned because they can't taste it.
And then when I saw you doing stand-up, I went, oh, of course, it's you told me that. You told me that fact that I've been spreading like
yeah,
my own.
Yeah, that fact.
That fact. Well, you know what it is? It's an observation that's correct. You should
I'm
do gigs
still
in.
Chewing.
You ever done a gig in an old people's home? Like a retirement? I did one.
I did a, they used to have a seniors concert at the Enmore once a year. And it was great. I did about 5 years running. You could do the same material over and over each year. You just turn up. Here it is again, guys, because half the audience has died, so they're not
there. Oh, yeah, they've forgotten.
There's new old people or they've forgotten. So you just, what 20 did I do last time they liked? Let's roll it out again.
Oh, I did one and it was fantastic.
Oh, fantastic. Wow.
Oh, it's great. I should have recorded my album there. The bloody so. Except a bit of the retro stuff they kind of gave me a stick about because my retro stuff is like from the 80s, but they're like, they want to hear about the 50s and stuff.
You should have been doing retro stuff about the war.
Yes.
Not the war. Remember when we couldn't get sugar? Yeah. Remember rationing?
Because in one of my bits I go, you know, we grew up, we only had one toilet. And they're all yelling out, our toilet was out the back. It was in the backyard. It's like, oh, okay, guys. Whatever.
Yeah. Didn't realize I was at a poor people's home.
Yep, well, they all grew up tough now.
Don't write in.
No, they're not. We're not. I don't know. Do you reckon we've got many older listeners, or?
No, I just meant people saying that if your toilet's outside, you're poor. So I just meant poor people. Poor people don't write in and complain. You've got to be so careful, Dave.
A lot of people had toilets outside. My nana's toilet was outside.
I'll tell you what. I like an outside toilet, but I want it as an option.
Yes.
I want like an inside toilet, and then there's the outside toilet for when people need to a bit of space.
Yes.
A bit of room.
Yes.
You need to be able to put the yard between you and everyone else in the house.
I would love one now.
I think outside toilets are really good as an option, but you don't want it as your only toilet.
We had one in the house we used to live, and then I went away, and they took it away one weekend.
What do you mean they took your toilet away? Were you using a port-a-loo? Did Kenny come round?
I don't know. The builder came over to do something else, and he goes, oh, I knocked down that toilet for you. I'm like, I didn't ask for the toilet to be removed, sir.
Were you using it? Like, not at the time, but like you did. You knocked down the shed around you.
I don't know. It was a communication breakdown. Or Kieran had said, take the toilet out when David's away.
Oh.
Yeah, they took my toilet away.
Does Kieran call you David when you're in trouble?
Yeah, my mum does. Yeah,
oh, that's funny.
My mum does.
I don't think I've David. Ever heard you referred to as David.
Yeah. Oh, I was only a Dave until I started comedy. I wasn't a Dave before that.
Oh.
So, yeah, my friends and my brother, Glenn, you know, my Swiss brother, who's currently out.
He's in quarantining, isn't he?
gets, and he put on Facebook what he'd bought. He bought some stuff from Woolies online. And he goes, I didn't realize you have to spend $50. So he put it on the Junkies Facebook page. He was getting a lot of comments. He goes, yeah, my photo really took off on Facebook. But Glenn's also answering back everyone's comment. He's like, because he's got nothing to do.
Well, that's all right. We should have him running the page while he's in there.
Yes,
he's got nothing else to do. Like, we should get him to start us a website as well.
Yeah, and someone's like, oh, not many chips. And he writes back, yeah, I'm thinking that now I've been shortchanged with the chips. You don't have to answer everyone.
I think that's nice. He's engaging.
He's engaging with the people. That's
good.
All the social media people say, you've got to engage.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's have a Milko. Enough of that crapping.
All right. I've just got rid of the red skin in my tooth. Oh, it does smell good. I'm excited by it now.
I had milk ice cream the other day. It was so nice.
Oh, God, this smells
milk,
like...
Milk-flavoured ice cream.
Yeah, this smells like really old-fashioned vanilla ice cream.
Yeah, okay.
It smells like a vanilla Paddle Pop.
Oh, yum. Okay, let's go.
You just keep wafting it under your nose. Oh, it's a little bit...
Oh, that's hard.
It's a better texture.
Because, no one buys them, I reckon. I reckon they're used by date.
Do you think they're stale? More stale?
I don't know, May 22.
No, which works for some things.
And see, Redskins are Jan 22. Milo Milko is May 22. Hang on, that doesn't make sense. Oh, yeah. So, anyway.
I think that makes them fresher, doesn't it?
Yeah, you're right. I'm not very good with maths. You're right, yeah. So we have to use the Redskins up first. So, yeah, but they taste older.
Hmm.
Tell you what, not bad. Hmm. I'm going to leave them out here.
There's a skill to these that I've forgotten.
Yeah, the fillings, avoiding
once
fillings.
Once it goes up into your teeth, you've kind of lost it.
Mm.
I'm actually just spending a lot of time trying to get it back in my mouth. It's just stuck in my teeth. It's pretty nice.
I'm going to leave them here in the studio, and there's like people that work on desks out there. We'll come back next week and see how many fillings they've pulled out.
Mm.
Get the filling count.
I think the whole makeup of them is different. I don't think they will pull a filling out anymore. I think they've changed them.
They've changed it?
Come on, Alan's. Talk to us.
Yeah.
Is that true? That's my theory.
I like that Milko.
It's good.
I haven't had one in 30 years, I reckon. And that was pretty good.
That is going to be in my teeth, though, till next Monday.
You'll be eating a curry and something. Oh, that's got a bit of vanilla in that. What the hell?
Well, yeah, it's really nice.
I still reckon Redskins the winner. But
I do too, but here's what I will say.
Okay.
I think the Redskin... Not as good as I remember.
Yes.
The Milko, better than I remember.
I'm with you.
Woo! Agreement.
We agree. I'm on your page and I absolutely agree. That Milko is good and the Redskin is good but not as good.
Well, why don't you try them, everybody, and then send Glenn your feedback and he'll answer all of your...
Yeah, I'm thinking a lot on the Redskin
He'll collate the data for us.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I'll do a poll. Get him to do a poll on Facebook.
Yeah, great.
Milko, Redskin, and Redskins will win.
Where do you sit with Sherbys? Because they're sort of in the same family.
We'll get some Sherbys. We had Sherbys at the party.
Mm.
This is from my son's 18th party where there was no alcohol, but there were Milkos and Redskins. And I think everyone ate the Sherbys.
Sherbys are pretty good.
Yeah, but I tell you what, they were disappointing.
Oh, were they?
Too soft.
Oh, that is disappointing.
Too soft. Let's get some Sherbys, though.
Yeah, and then put them in the fridge or something.
Yeah, they were disappointing because I love I used to love Sherbys.
Yeah, they're in the same family as this, aren't they?
Definitely.
With that. Sort of.
Should they be in the showdown or should they just be a separate item?
Oh, well, they've got the bonus thing that's going to kick them across the line with the sherbet in the middle.
Should we do Sherbys and sherbet bombs?
Ooh.
Oh, you know those sherbet bombs? They're made in Melbourne. They're these great.
Got some.
Oh, they're beautiful.
We had some from your friend at Lolly Lover Yarraville.
Yes.
What's it called?
Lollies Melted
Are Us.
Candy at,
yes.
In the Yarra Valley.
The Candy Man of Yarraville.
Yarra Glen. Yeah, up there.
Yarra Lumley. The candy man of Yarra Lumley. That's right. Thank you very much. Steve?
Wow.
Sven. What's his name?
Steve.
Steve. There you go.
Yeah, we'll get some sherbet. Okay, good one.
All right, what's up?
Next is
what's
the blind next? Taste.
Oh, blind test, yes.
Okay, I've got one. I don't know if we've had this before, but my memory's not great.
Again, can you get Glenn onto it? He can collate
the data for us.
He's got nothing to do. Get him to listen to all the episodes.
Yes.
And he can do a list of
transcribe,
blind tests for us.
And then we can just ring him on the hotline. Glenn, have we
done this one?
Have we done mango chips before? Yeah, you'll do that on episode 48. Okay, thanks for that. He'd be like on Sale of the Century, you know, when they used to ring the guy upstairs? When Glenn Ridge would go, oh, hang on a minute, and he'd go on the phone. When someone questioned an answer to a question, and he'd pick up the phone to some dude upstairs who'd look up stuff.
Yep, some, and if it's Glenn, it can be, you know, and now we cross live to our man in South Africa, because that's how you always voice him.
Yes. And he can give us in three different languages if we want. All right, well, do you want to go and
I'll get my blind test? I'll go. You get your blind test out.
Okay, everyone. My son was getting his hair cut in the city, and I went for a walk, and I went to an Asian supermarket, which I have not been to for a while. I know Kitty frequents them, and I got some Lay's Kyushu seaweed-flavoured chips. That's right, seaweed-flavoured chips. Now, I can't remember if we've done these before. I can't get them open. Good Lord. Help! All right, here we go. Here we go. We'll see if she can get them. All right, where are they made? Taiwan. Okay. Of course, I don't recognise Taiwan because that's a part of China. That's a joke. All right, come on, Kitty. Just talking about how I don't recognise Taiwan because I don't know if you know, but it's still not recognised by the United Nations, I think, Taiwan. You know how it was an island that broke off.
Sorry,
from
what podcast have I? Oh yeah, sorry.
I'm doing international. Well, Glenn's on the line. We're talking about international relations.
How are we doing? China, are you listening? Is that what I've come in on?
Anyway, try those. I haven't had one.
Yeah, all right. You've been a bit mingy on. I feel like Glenn. I didn't get many chips in that bowl.
No,
Dave.
Ooh, I can smell it. What's that smell?
Dirt.
Not far from dirt.
Oh.
Yum.
Blech.
Oh, yum.
My God, that's like sick.
Oh, that's beautiful.
That's sick on a chip.
Oh, come on.
Is that a truffle?
No. You know what?
Gross.
Dirt truffles, you're in the right area. But you're kind of not in the right realm, if you know what I mean.
Not in the right realm.
You're not in the right universe. So this thing does grow, and it grows close to the ground, but it's not.
Oh, okay. Hang on. Stop. Is it something farty, like cauliflower? Am I close?
It is farty, but look, it doesn't grow. It doesn't grow.
Oh, I just ate it. Oh, Dave, that's horrible. Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. We should film this.
That's one of the worst we've had.
Yeah, because now that I'm... It's found in a place that you're not that a fan of, I reckon. I think you're a fan of this place. So it does grow. Is it organic?
Is it the Oh, I'm not a fan of fish markets.
It's similar. Fish. It's not fish. It's not fish, but it's from that. Where are fish from?
The sea.
Yeah, it's from the sea.
Now, is it wakame? It seaweed?
It's seaweed.
Well, that is wakame, isn't it?
Oh, I don't know what wakame is.
I thought wakame was seaweed.
Wakame's the guy in what's that superhero movie?
That's weird because I kind of like that stuff.
I thought you might like seaweed.
I do like seaweed. On a chip, that is awful. We have not had that before.
Oh, there we go. Seaweed flavour chips.
Wow, that was really good, Dave, and horrible. Where did you find those?
Just in an Asian supermarket in the city. They're from Taiwan. That's why I was discussing Taiwan's status in the world.
Oh, I feel like I'm going to throw up.
Sorry.
That was one of the worst. I'd rather have a burn. Have you got some leftover burn to cleanse my palate? I just want to put my palate on fire.
I've got some mango and habanero.
I'm burning that flavour out. Give me one of those habanero chips.
You're not really, are you?
I am. I'm going to burn the flavour out. It's so bad.
So, but do you like seaweed, like on sushi? Or?
Do you know what it tastes like? It tastes like seaweed and vanilla.
Yeah, Milko. Milko's with you forever.
Oh, that's too big. I can't eat
one. No, don't eat that burny one. All right, well, I think I've done well. Seaweed chip.
I'm like doing a scorched earth policy on my palate.
It's like napalm.
Just burning it out with habanero chili chip.
The napalm of the chip world.
Ooh. Ugh. Yep, I'd eat those before I'd eat those seaweed ones.
Oh. But do you like seaweed?
Yes, I do.
Mm.
It tastes like seaweed if it was kind of, you know... when you don't clean out your fish tank.
Yeah, right.
Like
yeah,
maybe they got it off the bottom of a fish tank with all the, you know, scum. It just doesn't taste clean, Dave.
All right.
It tastes dirty.
You got to do one now?
Okay. Yes, sorry. I can't taste anything now. I've got vanilla and burn in my mouth. All right. Okay. So for Dave this week, I don't think we've had it before, but it's a I actually thought he might have given me the same chip. It's a black truffle and sea salt, some fancy pants brand, and it's a crinkle cut. Okay, I'll get him back in.
Dave.
I'm here.
All right. Welcome to the crinkle cut chip.
Oh, wow.
I know, it's quite an old-fashioned crinkle cut, isn't it?
Yeah, I love it.
It's a fancy pants brand. It's a brand we don't have often, so it's not a Smith's or anything.
Oh, God.
Oh, good. I've given you something horrible to pay you back.
This smells like soy or something, or beefy. Oh. It smells like beef extract.
Oh.
Have you ever been given me beef?
No, I haven't given you beef. It does smell a bit like tallow.
Oh.
Mmm. It's not nice, is it?
Oh.
Oh, God, I can't even eat. I think that's worse than yours. Oh, I can't even eat it. Oh, wow. We have hit a low point today. What are you getting?
Very earthy, isn't it?
It's really strong, isn't it?
But is it like a spice or just like a...
I hate this flavour.
You hate it?
It's seasonal, this flavour. And expensive.
So we've had truffles. We've had...
Have we had truffles?
Is this truffles?
Mm.
Is this a truffle?
Yeah. It's black truffle and salt.
Oh.
Have we had it before? I don't remember anything tasting quite this disgusting before.
That's awful.
It's really horrible, isn't it?
So that's a truffle chip.
It's a black truffle. You can get white truffles or black truffles, and I don't know which one is stronger, so I got the black truffle.
I don't think we've had black truffles before. That's terrible.
It's pretty awful, isn't it?
Oh, give me some seaweed.
Have a burn chip.
Have a burn chip. No, I'm going to have a, what did we do last week? Maple glazed bacon and cheddar.
Yeah, there they are. It's, Tartuffe Jimmy flavour. Tartuffe Jimmy
brand.
Yeah, but they're really
awful.
That
looks like a little boutique motel past Wagga Wagga or somewhere.
But look at the picture of the truffle. Like, that's supposed to be appetising. It just looks like a chip on a piece of poo.
Original, it says.
Doesn't it? It just looks like dog poo with a chip balanced on it. Like, I'm not even making that up.
Someone should get a little plastic bag and pick that up. It's awful. That's disgusting.
Yep.
Get out of here.
That is really horrible.
No, thank you. No, okay. Thanks.
Let me see if it's got actual truffle in it. Maybe it's just got truffle oil.
Yeah, it could have truffle oil.
I always have to ask at restaurants, you know, when they say, they describe a really nice pasta and then they say, finished with truffle oil. And I always have to say, can you not put the truffle oil on it? Because that's all I can taste is just...
Yeah, the dirt.
Oh, just oil of dog poo. Just keep your dog poo oil to yourself. Okay, what's in it?
Any truffle oil?
Oh, there's actually 1.1% of dried truffle in there.
Oh, God.
Which is the equivalent... to 5% of fresh truffle. So that's a lot of truffle.
Rack off.
Oh, they're awful.
Disgusting.
God, there's loads. Loads. It's just, it's potato salt and just all these different truffle bits.
Awful.
Yep. Okay, well, that's been disappointing. I hope we've got a high to finish on, Dave.
Well, they're truffle chips and seaweed chips for anyone who likes earthy stuff.
Yeah, we've hit a new low today.
Next, we're going to please discuss, I think it is, basically.
Yeah, line extension.
TV snacks.
Please discuss.
Krispy Kreme. Wow. All right. Now, please discuss TV snacks. One of my favorite biscuits.
Yep.
Great biscuit. Because I believe the packet is sort of bottomless. You just keep putting your hand in more and more.
Very
out.
True. They do just keep coming out.
I love a TV snack. And you can get four in your mouth, basically, for someone like me. I love it. And you have bought in what?
Well, I found these at a 7-Eleven, but I have also seen them in the supermarkets now. Arnott's have combined with Krispy Kreme to bring out Krispy Kreme Donut Original Glazed TV Snacks. There's also a whole range of them. There's chocolate-covered ones.
Seen them.
There's ones
strawberry.
With pink and sprinkles. Yeah. But these are the original glazed, so I thought I'd get these. But I thought they were going to be TV snacks, but they're actually like rings, like donut-shaped biscuits. So I don't really see what is TV snackish about this. There's
nothing.
No chocolate on it, and the biscuit looks different.
Because like TV snacks, they're sort of shaped, some are shaped like an old-fashioned TV, some are triangles, some are
round. They?
Isn't it like one shaped like an old, like a hexagon kind of thing?
I didn't know they were supposed to be TV shapes.
Oh, I'm making that up probably because I've never seen a triangle TV, but This is not a TV snack.
Yeah, these are all just rings like a donut. But anyway.
Oh, they smell good. But you know, Krispy Kreme in the past had some bad, nice. Some bad Frankenstein type. They did a Golden Gay time Krispy Kreme.
Oh, did they?
Ugh.
No. How are you with the Krispy Kreme? What do you feel about the Krispy Kreme donut?
Nah, they're all right.
What about when they first came out?
Yeah, but I wasn't getting on the Sydney to Melbourne flight with a box of them and putting them up in the overhead locker.
Sure. But I do remember when they first came out in England. I was over in England when they first came out. And you could only get them at Harrods. And I did used to go to Harrods just to get a Krispy Kreme donut.
They were good.
If I was in the area. Like, they were a whole new thing. We'd never had a donut like it.
Mm.
Now you kind of realise, they're kind of just like eating air. I actually prefer an old-fashioned donut now.
Harrods has got
chocolate icing on it.
Oh, yeah.
Ye olde.
Oh, the best.
Yeah.
Harrods has got a great ice cream parlour.
Oh, have they?
Yeah, but so has that other posh department store, which is something in
Harvey Nicks.
Not Harvey Nicks. It's in the. Oh. It's near Harrods. It's in a. Well, sort of near Harrods. Anyway, they've got a great ice cream parlour, which we don't sort of have here. We can go to a department store and they've just got an ice cream parlour dedicated to making sundaes and stuff.
Mm. Oh, sundaes. Oh, fantastic. Delicious.
Fantastic.
Oh, that would be good.
All right.
All right, let's try this.
Try one?
Do you know what the closest thing I can relate that to?
Yeah, what?
Pizza Pete. The gingerbread man at the Pizza Hut.
Oh, yeah, Pizza Pete, yes.
Remember Pizza Pete with the white icing and the sprinkles on top?
Yes.
If they put sprinkles on top of that, a little bit of ginger in it, I'd quite like it. That'd be like just like a Pizza Pete, and I loved Pizza Pete's.
Pizza Pete.
I remember
with Pizza Hut. Pizza Hut, I tell my kids, is it was prestige dining back in the day.
And it was in the shape
of
a hut.
Yeah.
I mean,
and you would get Coke and stuff with little balls of ice in it in the Cokes.
Mm.
And pizza used to be like a an upmarket kind of. I sat next to the CEO of Pizza Hut once and chatted to him about it. How Pizza Hut used to be the king.
Yeah, right.
And then you know what? Domino's and all of them killed it with home delivery.
It was very fancy home dining when you eat in when you were a kid, and you'd always like for your birthday, you go, "Can we go to Pizza Hut?"
Oh, the best.
And get the big flat ground beef and onion pizza.
Oh.
Delicious. Remember that? Oh,
they were great. They were good pizzas, but then they just started to have to compete. And when I was working on Full Frontal many years ago, all the writers, there was a Pizza Hut nearby in Elsterwick. And because we were all the similar age group, let's go to Pizza Hut for lunch. This will be great. And it was so depressing. It was turned into an all-you-can-eat restaurant.
Yeah.
And the guy's like, and we said, can we just sit and order a pizza? The guy's like, no, you're better off getting all you can eat.
Yeah.
And they just had like, you know, a Hawaiian, a margarita.
Yeah, and you had to go to the whole sort of
Bay Marie
to get it.
Yeah, I used
to work at Pizza Hut.
What?
And we used to do the lunch. That was where you could do all you could eat. They introduced that as the lunch, but then I think it just became that's all you could.
Yeah.
It was awful. Those mini pan pizzas.
Yeah.
I used to eat one of those at the end of every shift. You just go, put your mini pan pizza in because you're allowed to put whatever you wanted on it. You didn't just have to have ham and pineapple or pepperoni or whatever they came out with.
Wow.
You could make your own mini pan pizza. Oh, it was very good.
How old were you when you worked there?
I was one of my first jobs, like 18, waitressing.
Okay. Yeah, right. Which Pizza Hut?
But end of every shift, I'd also take a Pizza Pete out of that glass jar at the front, pop it in my pocket. That was such a good biscuit because it was so big and so
big.
Hard.
Yeah.
They were great.
Which Pizza Hut was it?
It was Neutral Bay. Oh, yeah. I've got a few. I worked at Neutral Bay and then with all that experience behind me, when I moved over to WA and I couldn't get a job and I was across the road at I was going to sign on and get the doll.
Mm.
And I just got sick of waiting in line. I looked across the road. There was the familiar shaped hut.
Yes.
Over there with the big hat on. And I just went, you know what? I'm just going to go get a job at the Pizza Hut. Walked across the road and said, can I just be a waitress here? Sure enough. In I went. Straight in.
Perth Pizza Hut.
Innaloo.
Innaloo
Pizza Hut.
Yeah. I bet you hardly any of these places. You know where occasionally I go to Bendigo and do a gig and you drive in, there is a classic old Pizza Hut on the hill on the left and it's always packed with people.
Yeah, they're good places.
But I reckon that's not happening in a lot of places.
There was one at Warringah Mall. That's where we used to go when we were kids growing up, if we got to go to the Pizza Hut and eat in.
Mm.
Oh, it was very special.
Oh, there was one in Ferntree Go that's now a pool shop. So it's funny how they've
But
all
I
been...
liked the salad as well. I remember
because
I used to stock the salad bar. And so you'd make yourself a salad with the iceberg lettuce, the grated cheese, loads of those pretend bacon bits. Well, they weren't pretend bacon bits, but I'll tell you what, they weren't bacon. And maybe a few other things, and then Thousand Island dressing all over it. Oh, delicious.
Which you didn't
so
get at
healthy.
Home. Mum didn't have that. Well, I think we've done it. We've discussed Pizza Hut.
All right, well, take these snacks. Put some ginger in it, make it bigger, and put some hundreds and thousands on it. There you go, I've helped.
Pizza Pete.
Let's get Arnott's on the line.
Next, I think we'll do sherbet. I want to do Sherbys next time.
Okay.
Sherbys and sherbet bombs. Let's do it.
Sorry, I'm still eating my TV snack because I thought it was a Pizza Pete for a minute.
Bye-bye.